Great to have your company on this Friday, a huge Racing Pulse Cox Plate weekend edition, heading over to New Zealand now because Jamie Richards has got a massive weekend ahead of him. But he's also looking at the weather forecast for Melbourne because there is rain predicted in the next 24 hours, which will have a big impact on Probabil's chances in the Cox Plate. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Yeah, well, Michael, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You'll be happy to know at the moment there's not a cloud in the sky. It is beautiful sunshine, but there is rain predicted tonight. Some saying between 10 to 20 mils and some more rain tomorrow. So what's the feeling from the camp, re-Probabil tomorrow, if we do get the rain?
We're just going in with a positive mindset, telling ourselves it's not going to arrive. The track's going to be great.
Well, you know Melbourne weather. It's very unpredictable.
Yeah, look, we'll just have to see what happens overnight. I think we'll be keeping a close eye on the racing there tonight, reassessing in the morning. But look, our plan is to run, and we want to run. We want to be part of it. We want to try and compete and give them a run for their money. But if the rain arrives and it got too slow or heavy, then she's a doubtful starter. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. I was going to say, because she's never won on a soft track. So if it got into the soft six, would you run or soft seven? Because you've got a huge lure the week later with an Empire Rose or possibly a McKinnon as well.
Yeah, for sure. So look, I don't know what the rating is or when the decision is made, but we've been caught out in last year's Cox Plate, and we're also caught out in the All-Star Mile where, you know, we made the wrong decision, so we're very mindful of that. But ultimately, Brendan and Henry and Joe will have a bit of a team talk tomorrow morning before scratchings, and we've got to make a decision.
Weather aside, could you be any happier with her?
I think she's in great shape. Obviously, training remotely and relying on Ashley, but she's got a good handle on the horses over there. They all seem to be eating well and look well and training well. So, yeah, I think everything's gone according to plan. She's fifth up. She's had that good hard run over 2,000 metres, and she should be somewhere near full fitness.
Well, she's beaten Zaki last start. Nonconformist came out, ran well in a Caulfield Cup. Is there any niggle at the back of your mind if it's a high-pressure 2,000, 2,040, how strong she'll be at the end?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a concern. No doubt about that. In my mind, I think 2,000 metres is right at the top of her distance range. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be anywhere to hide. There's going to be pressure on from at least 1,000 or 1,200, I would have thought. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting race, and hopefully we can see the weather play its part, race on a good track, and hopefully we can be competitive.
Well, if the weather stays away, it could be a huge 25 minutes because after the Ladbrokes Cox Plate, you've got the $2 million invitation in Sydney where Entrevier, gee, it looks a good race for her. It's almost like you drew up the terms and conditions for this race just for her. How is she?
Yeah, she's in really good shape, Michael. Happy with her. And as you say, she looks beautifully placed in a race like this and very fortunate. It just suits her perfectly, the conditions of the race, having not won a Group 1 yet. Gets in with 58. So, yeah, we're happy with her. They've had a few showers up there, which is absolutely no problem for her. And we go into the race confident, you know, that she's ready to run well.
If she wins, could we see her in Melbourne?
I don't think so. We'll just get through tomorrow and then make a bit of a plan. She's got a tentative booking to come home, but we'll just see how it all goes.
Jamie, best of luck, especially with the weather over the next 24 hours.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Jamie Richards.